In sum, during the entire time it was venerated in Siena, so many favors were obtained through the sacred head's intercession. Even from the first moment it was transferred from the Abbey of St. Gogano in 1300, that it was deemed fit to establish that twice a year it would be conveyed around the city in order that the public desire to venerate the head could be satisfied. The Feast of Pentecost and the Assumption of Mary were the two most frequently chosen. In the year 1477, for famine, pestilence, and calamity, the rulers of the Republic made a record of the many favors obtained through the intercession of the saint. In the city council held in the palace of the Signori, marked by a resolution of the 28th of April 1477, it was stated that on the 3rd day of December, the commemoration of the saint was to be observed as a public holiday, and that for the two processions spoken above, the sacred head was to be accompanied by 10 different people with torches and the insignia of the Republic, as well as 4 gentlemen to support the canopy, as is done on the day of St. Rocco. Simultaneously, they transported, accompanied by those ceremonies, the head of St. Catherine, the Apostolic Virgin, and the arm of the martyr St. Ansanius, the first promulgator of the Holy Gospel in that city. The ceremonies surrounding the sacred head of St. Gogano lasted for many years, but with the passing of time, most of the usual processions were left out for various reasons. The head is not taken out now, except from time to time for Low Sunday, the custom on that day being to make the procession with some of the various images and relics that are useful in greater devotions, and by now it has been more than 40 years since it has been taken out for various reasons. Narrator's footnote. This book was written in 1835. In the same year, 1477, the University of Siena, called Della Setta, chose St. Gogano in particular as its patron. Many are the miracles that illustrate the sacred head at all times, as the ancient chroniclers and traditions reveal, and many of those reports in this regard Father Lombardelli considered more authentic. From these I will choose some. At that time it was brought back from Siena to the Abbey of San Gogano. A troop willing to kidnap it was placed in ambush on the road. When the mare, upon which the head was placed, came near to them, it began to double its pace of its own will, until it could not be in any way reached. The danger passed, they brought the head to the doors of the chapel where the body was, lest anyone should wish to remove it. As soon as they reached those who were chosen for the guardianship of the head, they easily guided it to the abbey's care. On another occasion, all storms appeared to have ceased, and the sky became instantly clear. During some of the festivals when the head was exposed for public veneration, it seemed to exude a fragrant liquor that brought health to the sick, when they were recommended with lively faith to the Lord through the intercession of the saint. The hair has been cut many times for relics, and has always been returned to the pristine length, a miracle which continues to this day. It is always preserved very long and abundant, though often it has been cut to the end, and again recently, I myself have seen it with my own eyes in same quantity and length as it is described by Father Lombardelli, and everyone is led to venerate the sacred head can attest to this.